Nathan's girl alongside Matt Wilhelm. It's the final game preview of the year as the Browns look for number two in the first win in a long time in Pittsburgh. What would it mean to get a win in the division on the road at this point?
I think for these young players in this locker room, it says a lot to go into what's going to be, you know, even without some of the players that we know aren't playing, a very adverse situation for them. And just to understand what it's like in that situation, ultimately it's about us. It's really not about, they can play who they want to play, but it's about us, what we do offensively, defensively, and special teams, and continue to play with the effort that this locker room and Hugh Jackson always talk about.
Yeah, the Killer Bees won't be playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, running back Le'Veon Bell, and wide receiver Antonio Brown. But still, this is a team that can put points on the board. D'Angelo Williams filled in very nicely in the pass. For the Browns defensively, I think the key, get after Landry Jones, make him uncomfortable, make him try to beat you without Brown or Bell as the outlet out of the backfield.
Absolutely. I think you want to make this a boring offensive game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that because what we do best is we impose our will, take away the run, take away D'Angelo Williams, and force Landry Jones to try to beat us. And that's where I think you see the maturation of Tremont Williams at safety. You know, see Jamar Taylor and Joe Hayden maybe get one more interception.
And the Browns just held a San Diego Chargers team with a lot more firepower and their quarterback Phillip Rivers to 17 points. Why is that important? Steelers 0-4 this year when they are held under 20 points. Now, when the Browns have the ball, RG3 out of the concussion protocol. He will start again for the Browns for the fourth straight week.
Went into concussion protocol, popped right back out. And I think Hugh Jackson, and as well as the rest of this locker room and organization, is hungry to see one more big step by RG3.
Absolutely, and hopefully the Browns can do just that. It's the Browns and the Steelers. Heinz Field, just go ahead and close out the 2016 season and kick off 2017, because it is the new year. You got a win on Christmas Eve. Why not one on New Year's Day? For the latest on this game and all things related to your Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.